puppet for some fat-ass CEO. Screw the FCC.
Set
your radio free.
Set your radio free.
My radio was trying to stay in line, but it got tired of OJ all the time.
Shut up, Marcia.
It said, why can't I tell people things they really need to know? Screw the FCC.
In the USA, free speech is supposedly guaranteed to all citizens. At least, according to the Constitution, it is. In reality, free speech is a hotly contested issue, particularly in the field of radio. On one end of the spectrum are a few huge corporate media industries, and on the other end, the micro-radio movement. For the past 5 years, as media giants have been merging, tiny, low-watt so-called pirate stations have been springing up all over the U.S. The Federal Communications Commission, at the direction of the National Association of Broadcasters, has done its best to silence these small yet persistent voices, with tactics ranging from friendly intimidation to all-out SWAT team attacks. In the San Francisco Bay Area, this struggle has been mostly waged in the courtroom of Judge Claudia Wilkin, who, while somewhat sympathetic to the free speech argument, finally decided that procedure overruled constitutional controversy. She granted the FCC an injunction against Free Radio Berkeley because they had not applied for a license and a rare waiver from its exorbitant fees. As a result of this June 16th ruling, Free Radio Berkeley and San Francisco Liberation Radio shut off their transmitters and began planning new strategies. The following was recorded at the Berkeley Marina on July 4th, 1998, Independence Day, where a 6-watt station was set up on a hilltop and, for an afternoon, Free Radio Berkeley went back on the air.
It's July 4th, 1998, here in the Berkeley Marina. I'm Annie Voice, and we are at the Free Radio Berkeley broadcast and picnic.
The enumeration in the was ratified in 1795, the judicial power of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity commenced or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state or by citizens or subjects of any foreign state.
Well, we're hearing the Bill of Rights.
No, keep going!
This broadcast really is a demonstration and a protest against corporate overtake. Our airwaves aren't free, they're bought and paid for, and that's the damn shame of it. Free speech isn't free, it has to be bought and paid for, and you have to pay incredible amounts of money to have so-called free speech.
Card. You can go to any library in Berkeley or Oakland, and they will set you up on the internet, they will show you how to use it. So don't let that stand in your way. We will be back on the air, even if it's only on the internet for right now. We do plan on continuing. So we will also have our outreach committee has got a new newsletter out for July and August. You can pick it up at the local libraries and at some of the stores around town. Look for it. It will be there. We will be there. We are not going away. We will also have a petition out in support of Free Radio Berkeley, and let me read this. This will be also around town, and you can probably find people who will be holding it in their hands if you want to sign it. It says, we, the undersigned members of the Free Radio Berkeley community, are appalled and outraged by Judge Claudia Wilkin's issuance of an injunction, thereby forcing Free Radio Berkeley to halt its broadcasting at 104.1 FM and threatening its programmers with criminal charges if they attempt to host their show. We are dismayed by the corporate takeover of the news and the decrease everywhere of free speech arenas. We support Micropower Radio and want Free Radio Berkeley back on the air. It is the only free access to the airwaves that communities have. And we are a community station. We will continue to be a community station, whether it be on the internet or on the airwaves, and we want to get back on the airwaves, people. We want to be there for you. We are the only station that anybody in this community has access to. The homeless, the people on the hills, anybody. Anybody can have a say, and we will continue to do that. So continue to listen, and as I said before, we will be back on the internet tomorrow. And if you don't have internet access, check your libraries.
Hello, my name is DeAndre Bitter from the October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. And I want to give thanks to all the micro-broadcasting stations who have helped spread the word about the numbers of people in this country who have been killed by the police. Over 20,000, we estimate, since 1990. If it weren't for Radio Free Berkeley and other stations like this, none of this would get on the airwaves. But there is a growing movement, a movement to expose this, and for that matter, for that reason, I don't think free radio, micro-broadcasting, will ever die. It will find new forms to mutate to. It might go on the internet. It might go underground again. But just like leafleting in the darkest, most difficult days of fascism, leaflets found a way to get out there. And the air is even more free than paper. So this word will continue to get out, and we certainly give our utmost support to Radio Free Berkeley coming back on the air. It's been an invaluable resource. I know some of the cases around police brutality would not have gotten out to the people without shows like Cop Watch, some of the other shows on Radio Free Berkeley, Refuse and Resist Radio Hour, and we want to thank you all for that help.
And I'm speaking with Jennifer here from Free Radio Berkeley. Can you tell us, Jennifer, what brings you here today to break the law on a hilltop?
Well, I'm here because I am protesting the injunction that was put on Free Radio Berkeley and effectively the micropower movement and the next step in the total annihilation of all micropower radio stations. And I'm also protesting corporate dominance of the airwaves. And I'm basically here as a statement to say that micropower radio is viable. It's a good community resource, and it's on the moral high ground, and it will win in the end.
I would like to see us unite around the issue of our children, of our kids, of the schools, the issue of the $4 billion surplus in our state treasury at the moment, the issue of Prop 13 property taxes for corporations and landlords that are still set at 1976 level because of Proposition 13. I would like us to all come together. I would like the students of California, especially the Bay Area, especially the 2,000 plus students from 40 middle and high schools who joined together in a protest in April to demonstrate against spending money on new prisons, new jails at Concord. They skipped school, 40 of them, middle schools and high schools. They're an example to us.
My name is George Kaufman, 2804 Cherry Street, there for 35 years, 84 years in Berkeley. If the newspapers were portioned out, one newspaper to a million people, two newspapers to a community of 2 million people, and three newspapers to a community of 3 million people, it wouldn't last 1 minute in the Supreme Court. Yet this is what our government is doing with the airways. They're putting up the airways and cutting it up for the corporations and won't let us speak. This should be carried to the Supreme Court, and I'm sure the Supreme Court will throw it out.
But this is a good day to talk to the earth and to the people of the earth. The other day I was working with a gentleman, and he said, you're going to celebrate Independence Day. He said, what independence? My daddy said we didn't have any independence. So, yeah, this is about free speech. And I'm here in prayer, and the footsteps have brought me here. I did not drive a car today. I walked over here. And I pay respects to the council, to the spiritual council that's much higher than all of us, in all of these things that we see here, this dead city that we live in, and this dead government that gives us all these rules where they try to keep our words dead. No more free speech. Well, this is why I'm here today. And I give thanks to the great council in the sky, to the spirit of the universe, to great father, to great mother, to my brother and my sisters, and I pay homage to them. That that's where my independence lies. That's the only penance that I have to pay for today.
All right, I'm speaking here with a gentleman who's holding the antenna here. Can you tell us what brought you here today?
I love good radio, and I think that a country as powerful and as self-absorbed and influential as ours should have a citizenry that is entitled to the fullest possible range of viewpoints and commentary and facts over the air. And this range of information has been not only not available for many years due to the gradual crushing of dissent and varieties of opinion by the people who own media, who are basically rich people. About the FCC is that I would like to think an outfit like them is supposed to be solely charged with keeping signals from interfering with each other, but they don't. They are part of a whole process that selects who gets on the air, who gets licenses to broadcast, and who is denied them. And if we were as just as we believe, especially on as we reflect on the blessings of freedom and liberty on the 4th of July, the FCC would be indicted. The commissioners, yes, that's right. The poor bureaucrats, they can't help. They're just giving orders.
The state of Pennsylvania wants to shut out Mumia Abu-Jamal's voice and enforce his silence. For 15 years, Mumia has been fighting not only to stay alive, he's been waging a battle for the freedom to write and to speak. Through a torrent of lockdowns, investigations, and mental torture, Mumia Abu-Jamal's voice continues to be heard.
I'm all for diversity, objectivity, and balance. The Abu-Jamal commentary would bring a unique perspective on the airways. Mumia Abu-Jamal did the right thing. This man did the right thing. This man did...
This is the Mario family of food.